Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
That was Jake Berg and Lightning Bolt playing just before there. Right, so 20 minutes to 3 is the time. Let's cross Cam's side and speak to our commentary team ahead of Women's Division 2. Afternoon.
Good afternoon from the CAM. This is the commentary team. Hello, it's the last day of Lent Bumps 2013, day number 5. We're about to conclude the competition for the Women's 2 Division. Looking at the weather at the moment, I'm standing at first post corner. I'm Mike. Hello. It's overcast. Still, there's a very, very light northwesterly breeze, 2 miles an hour. Rowers are not going to feel that at all. Spanish time broke through, but it is pretty chilly. And I've got to say, my flask of coffee has got cold, and I'm quite upset about that. If you are at the river, head over to the Plough. That's where Tim is. He's buy him a beer. He'll like that. And he's got the KMFM PA system. Further up the river, near the starting post, we have Kim at first post reach. He'll do the rundown.
Hello. So this is Kim. I'm standing next to LMBC's boat. But we've got, so the rundown for today's is Morlin W1, Selwyn W1, Girton W1, LMBC W2, Fitzwilliam 1, Emmanuel W2, Homerton W1, Sydney Sussex W1, Christ W2, Jesus W2, Hugh Halls W1, Robinson W1, Newnham W2, First and Third W2, Pembroke W2, St Edmunds W2, Downing W2, and the sandwich boat. I have not got a confirmation. Have you got that line?
Darwin W1 is the sandwich boat for this race, and pretty exciting division. Two boats bumped, Thomas 1 on Sydney Sussex 1 on Tuesday, and Christ 2 on Robinson 1 on Friday. Up for Blades, just Fitz, who saw off Robinson, Homerton and Emma 2. Price is the other one to watch. It moves up 4 places thanks to their overbump, as mentioned. 3 on for Spoons, Robinson 1, FAT 2 and Maudlin 1, who have fallen from the first division. Grace, Kim, how's the race starting?
It's looking brilliant. The first 4 boats, Maudlin, Selwyn, Girton and Lady Margaret, are all on station, I believe. And I've just had Emmanuel W2 pass me, and I've just got Homerton passing me now. They're looking very strong. They are determined to get these bumps. How about you, Mike?
First crew running around now. This is Maudlin. Maudlin have fallen down from the first division. They'll be looking to avoid being nabbed again because they'll be up for Spoons. Selwyn, who'd also fallen down earlier on from the first division, are about a length and a half behind them. Maudlin are actually rowing reasonably well. It's been a miserable competition for that college. 12 places fallen so far. So on station with Selwyn, behind that on station with Girton as they go around first post corner. Things get more exciting further back, though, with LMBC being pursued by Murray Edwards. LMBC is now at 3/4 of a length in front of Murray Edwards, as Murray Edwards are trying to rate high. I'm talking rubbish. It's Fitz. Fitz, who are pursuing LMBC, but LMBC managed to open the gap up. How's it looking further down? Is that Kim?
Yep. Robinson are steaming, but we've got Newnham, who are gaining on them. It is very, very close here. And I've just got first and third rowing past me, and they're looking quite comfortable. As they've got over the boat, like between them and Penbrook. Yep.
Two things happening around first post on the exit. Fitz is definitely catching LMBC. Fitz are on for Blades, the only crew on here. But further back, Emmanuel being pursued hotly by Homerton. Homerton are absolutely hungry for this. They're rowing it down to 1/4 of a length as we go around first post corner. Let's hand down to the next area. Lucy, what's
hey, Lucy, a grassy corner, as you can hear, it's incredibly loud. Fitz has just bumped LMBC. Fitz just caught LMBC, to repeat. I've also seen Morgan W1 go past. Hi, can you hear me? Fitz have bumped LMBC halfway down the reef. First coast corner and grassy corner. Selwyn are getting closer to Maudlin W1 and maybe on the next reach. And we've got Gerd and Kim past lots of clear water.
We have first coast reach. We've actually had 2 bumps. And I believe this is a bump between Boston and Newcastle. And I've also got a bump between and St. Edmunds W1. So I've just
Lucy.
Got... Yeah, Lucy.
Lucy here at Grassy Corner again. We have Emmanuel being closely pursued by Homerton. Homerton are about half a length to 3/4 of a length behind. Emmanuel seems to be taking the corner very tightly and very well. Homerton Hamilton are trying to come on their inside, so we'll see how that goes further down the reach. At the moment, it's hard to tell whether they've actually managed to get any closer around that corner, but that could be a potential bump later on. Yep.
Further back, extremely exciting stuff on the entrance to first post as Christ closed down on Sydney Sussex. That's Christ 2 managing to nab Sydney Sussex and moving up a big total of 5 places. And this is now really exciting. First and third being pursued by Pembroke. Pembroke looking extremely smooth, not rating particularly high, but the technique is lovely. A little bit wider, a bit too south bank for my liking if I was to take this corner, but hey, I don't know anymore. They're bringing it down to, I would say, half to come round first post corner. This is Pembroke on first and third. Let's stay with this. Interesting things may happen. Any sign of those two crews, Lucy?
Yes, we can see here first and third being hotly pursued by Pembroke. At the moment, it's still a little too far away for me to be able to give you comparative lengths in between them. They haven't bumped yet, and it doesn't look like they are within more than, I'd say, half a length of each other. I'll let you know in a few seconds as soon as I can get
to Daniel.
How close they are.
To Daniel.
Daniel,
I'm down here at Ditton Corner. A bump has happened down here at Ditton Corner. Selwyn W1 have bumped Maudlin W1. That's Selwyn W1 bumping Maudlin W1 down here at Ditton Corner. Gerton have gone past me, and now just going past me, Emmanuel and Homerton. There's a considerable overlap. Yes, Lucy.
To Lucy? Yes, first and third, there's about maybe up an eighth of a length between Pembroke and first and third. First and third are looking like they are in pain. They definitely look like they're working hard. Yes, yours, Kim?
I just wanted to correct my bump earlier on. It was actually Noonan who bumped Robinson. Noonan bumped
right.
Robinson earlier on, and also Downing had bumped St. Ed's.
Lucy at Grassy Corner, it does look like first and third are going to be bumped. It looks like it may only be a matter of time before Pembroke catch them at this point. There's still a fair bit of the course to go. There's whistles being heard, and no one's conceded yet. They're about to go out of sight for me. How about you, Daniel? Are you at Ditton Corner there?
Yes, I'm down here at Ditton Corner. There's not much going on down here, but it is very
on the long reach, Eleanor.
Yes,
Eleanor on the long reach. Okay, so Homerton have just bumped Emmanuel. I've just seen Emmanuel's Cox concede. So that's a bump between 7 and 6. Homerton have just bumped Emmanuel.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Gerton are carrying on. Everyone else between them, in front of them and behind them, has bumped. So Gerton are carrying on, slowing the pace down now, riding, rowing up the reach. And meanwhile, Emma and Fitz, W2 and Emma and Homerton, have both pulled into the side, having Homerton having caught Emma and bumped them.
Yep, to Kim.
Daniel?
Yep. Yes, back to me here at this corner. It's looking very exciting now as folks come to me. Just seen Hughes Hall W1 pass now, and currently watching the first and third being hotly pursued by Pembroke College. Pembroke W2 pursuing first and third. They're getting ever closer as they speak. Overlap is not quite there, but there's nothing more than about a meter between them. Having said that,
Don't
pulling away right now, and as we can hear in the background, plenty of support for Noonan. What's going on down there, Eleanor?
Okay, hi. I've just seen Jesus go past me going for the row, and no one's going to catch them. Come on, Jesus! Okay, so Jesus are pulling really hard there. Behind them, okay, I can see... Okay, I can see Hughes Hall, who have also not been bumped either. No other boats have come round here, so I'm not sure about this first and third in Pembroke. Okay, here we go. Now I can see it. They're coming round the corner. Pembroke are really so close on the first and third. I'm not sure if it's going to be a bump. It looks like it's going to be any minute now. I'll keep my eye on it. Both of them in pain. Yeah, back to Daniel.
Daniel, I'm down here at Ditton Corner. Looking very, very strong. St. Edmund's passing me now. A massive lead ahead of Downing. In fact, Downing looked like they're still hanging around in the Grassy Corner. St. Edmund's W1 have just passed me on the Ditton Corner. It's looking very exciting, but it looks like there's not only any bumps at the very end of the course. Eleanor, is there anything else going on down where you are?
Hi, yep, I'm with... can you still hear me? Because the microphone top's fallen off.
Yes, Eleanor, go ahead.
Yep, okay, so first and third are being chased by Pembroke, but it doesn't look like Pembroke are going to catch them. I'm going to chase them up the reach now. They've still got a fair way to go. The gap is opening, so the bump that was going to happen has opened quite a lot, so I don't know if it's going to happen again. Okay, Daniel?
Yes, I'm Daniel. I'm back here at Ditton Corner. Howling W2 coming through. They're coming through slowly, slowly. That's probably just because they've got a massive lead ahead of Sandwich Boat in this race, and St. Edmund have an even greater lead ahead of Downing W2. In fact, St. Edmund's might be that long week there now, because Downing W2 are not performing very well at all. Helena, to you.
Yeah, okay, so I think it looks like the excitement's pretty much over. There's no close gaps. He's all on going to catch Jesus. The only one we can see is continuing between first and third and Pembroke. It's going to be, like, all the way down the beach, they're going to be working really hard, but they've still got a bit of a way to go, so it's just whether first and third can hold them off. I'm going to carry on running after them. Meanwhile, we've got St. Edmund's still rowing up, but it doesn't look like they're going to get caught or
Daniel.
Anyone in front.
Daniel, I'm down here at Ditton Corner. I'm joined by Selwyn W1, who, of course, my son, Morgan W1, joined by the cock. Congratulations, guys. How are you feeling?
Very good. This is a good way to, like, wait, but we got another debate.
How tired are you feeling ahead of the next race?
I'm very tired.
Good luck, girls. Congratulations. Back to Eleanor.
I'm here, Eleanor. Feel free to interrupt if you have anything on the first and third Pembroke battle. I'm here with Fitzwilliam W. Incredible four places between Fitzwilliam every day, and they'll be rowing back to the flag. And we saw an amazing battle, actually, between them and Lady Margaret, who were attempting to bump her into a race against time. So I'm here with the captain, Amber. How are you guys feeling after the race?
Stadium. We had such a great time, and I'd just like to thank our Cox Rob. He's only been Cox since the beginning.
Line it down! Line it down!
So it's been absolutely amazing. The breeze pulled their way, and the breeze vaulted the above the tree.
Congratulations, it's an incredible thing. Well done, guys. And I hope you all do really well next week. So, do you have anything more on what happened with first, third, and Pembroke?
Hi, yep, I can confirm they've both rode over. It never happened. The bumps never happened.
Oh, what a race that was.
Both have stopped. I'm going to walk up and investigate just in case, but I'm pretty sure they both rode over.
To recap, you see then, Maudlin and W1 defending their purple or Novish spoons. Then Gerson behind those, presumably rode over with nothing to do. LNBC2, Buckhead, Fitzwilliam, White Man Brass, and Play. Apologies for the noise here. Emmanuel 2 were bumped by Homerton 1. Lindsay Sussex 1 were bumped by Christ 2 here around the first corner. Jesus 2 and Beautiful 1. Nothing happened there, they both rode over. Robinson 1 bumped by Newnham 2 early on in the course on first post reach. Just watch Newnham rowing past now with the greenery. So that's Robinson 1 are going to be taking home a spoon as well. First and third to 2 rode over. Pembroke 2 rode over. Then St. Ed's 1 and Downing. Daniel, you were probably the one who had the best sight of this. How were they looking?
Sorry, I didn't catch you with the question, Mike.
Daniel, St. Ed's and Downing, how are they looking?
Yes, I'm down here at Ditton Corner. St. Ed's and Downing looking very comfortable. Massive gaps between the teams surrounding them. There's a massive gap between Pembroke W2, St. Edmunds W1, Downing W2. In fact, Downing W2 just passing me now, looking very, very relaxed. Not much going on here. Not many bumps. I'd imagine they've had a pretty comfortable race, but nothing particularly spectacular. Time, I would imagine, to see Downing W2 just coming through long reach. Eleanor, what's happening at the end of the course?
Hi, yep, I'm just walking up to first and third and Pembroke, because Pembroke, after chasing and working so hard all the way up that course, never actually managed to catch them. So I'm going to go and see how they feel. It would have been so grueling for both teams. They both pulled over now, looking absolutely exhausted. I'll just go and see if I can catch them. One second.
So, that's okay, five rows at the back then, by the list of things. And I'm going to go through now. What are you doing
there? Okay. I'm with first and third. who didn't manage to not get caught, but look absolutely exhausted. I'm going to see if I can have a quick word with them. How are you feeling after rowing your guts out for about that whole course and not being able to stop?
Very tired, but delighted. We are very tired, but delighted.
Was there a moment when you thought Pembroke were going to catch you and it was going to be all over?
No, we have... Oh, God!
Okay, thank you very much. So shall we go back to Mike at the first post corner?
The first birds there avoiding their spoons and rowing over. Pembroke 2 rowing over. Reds 1 rowing over. Downing 2 rowing over, leaving Darwin at the back to row their boat merrily down the stream. Clear water either side. Let's hand back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Jack. Commentary team. Right then, Benedict, before we get to our next tune, you've got some messages you want to share with us.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.